Ka nui te mihi ki a koutou. Kia ora, good morning everybody. A very warm welcome to all of you. Firstly, I just want to speak directly to the New Zealand people, and I want to say thank you to all of you for your patience and your understanding and the wait for this government to be formed over the last 20 days. I think it is a real credit to New Zealanders that we now handle the MMP process with such calmness and maturity. I also want to thank Chris Hipkins and the outgoing caretaker government for all of their assistance during this transition. And also on behalf of the country, I want to thank the public service for so calmly keeping on during this period. The new government is looking forward to working with you and to delivering the government's program and to getting things done for Kiwis. I said on election night that we would be a government that would deliver for every New Zealander, regardless of who we are, where we are, and whatever our life circumstances are. How we do that has been at the very core of our negotiations. The negotiation process has been diligent, it's been focused, and it's been purposeful, because our aim has simply been not to form a government, but to form a strong and stable government that gets things done for Kiwis. On election night, New Zealanders voted for change, and they put their trust in us, and in return, we trust New Zealanders. We believe in this country, we are ambitious for it, and we know that with the right leadership, the right policies, and the right direction, together, New Zealanders can make this an even better country. I'm here with ACT leader David Seymour and also New Zealand First leader Winston Peters, and I want to publicly thank both of them for the way in which our negotiations were conducted so professionally and with goodwill and with good faith on all sides. What we have achieved together, I think, is historic, because it is in fact the very first time in New Zealand's MMP history that we have had a three-party coalition government, with all parties represented in Cabinet. ACT and New Zealand First have agreed to support the major elements of National's extensive policy program. Both coalition documents provide for the two parties to support the commitments that we made in our 100-day plan, our 100-point economic plan, and our tax and our fiscal plans, with some adjustments to some of those policies. And the National and ACT coalition agreement provides that the government will progress a range of ACT initiatives, and that these will in fact be supported by New Zealand First. Equally, the National New Zealand First Coalition Agreement outlines a range of New Zealand First priorities which will be supported by ACT. And that result is a true three-party coalition government with a strong parliamentary majority and a comprehensive policy program for the next 3 years that will get New Zealand back on track. And we are now ready to go to work for New Zealand and for all New Zealanders. Our government will rebuild the economy to ease the cost of living and to deliver tax relief and to increase the prosperity of all New Zealanders. Our government will restore law and order and personal responsibility so that Kiwis are safer in their own communities. And our government will deliver better public services so they are more efficient, more effective and more responsive to the Kiwis who need them. And our government will strengthen democracy. We now have a very comprehensive and ambitious program to deliver these goals, so let me just touch on a couple of points for you. Overwhelmingly, New Zealanders' primary concern is the high cost of living, and a change of government alone doesn't make life easier. However, the things that we do will make the difference. One of those is tax relief, because the coalition parties believe that people should be rewarded for their effort. Hard-working Kiwis should keep more of what they earn, and our government will deliver on that promise. The coalition parties have adopted ACT's policy to speed up the rate in which interest deductibility for rental properties is restored, and the tax package will continue to be funded through a combination of spending reprioritisation and additional revenue measures. However, as part of National's agreement with New Zealand First, the proposed foreign buyer tax will no longer go ahead. The government will treat taxpayers' money with respect, and we will be disciplined in our spending. And to help deliver modern and reliable infrastructure, we will establish a national infrastructure agency to improve funding, procurement and delivery. We will begin work on 13 new roads of national significance and 4 major public transport upgrades. And the government will progress the Regional Infrastructure Fund proposed by New Zealand First with $1.2 billion in capital funding for regional infrastructure. And the government will adopt ACT's policy to establish a new agency to remove red tape and assess the quality of new and existing regulation. And that agency will be funded by disestablishing the Productivity Commission. The Reserve Bank Act will be amended to focus monetary policy on price stability. Now, New Zealanders also expect our government to better deliver against countering crime and delivering justice. and legislation to bring in Nationals backing police tackling gangs policy will be introduced in the first 100 days. The parties have agreed with ACT to rewrite the Arms Act to provide for greater protection of public safety and to simplify regulation and regulatory requirements. And we have agreed with New Zealand First to train no fewer than 500 new frontline police over the next 2 years. And all of us have agreed on revisiting the Sentencing Act to ensure that there are appropriate consequences for offenders. Now, part of treating taxpayers' money with respect is ensuring that New Zealanders get better value from government spending. And we should all feel confident that the money is being well spent and that, for example, kids are getting a good education at schools and that the health system is effective and responsive. We'll ensure that by setting targets like shorter wait times in hospitals and wait lists and holding ourselves accountable for delivering them. And whether you are old or young, regardless of your ethnicity, if you live in central Auckland or the deeper south, our government is going to deliver for you. The government's commitment to lifting educational attainment means that every class will be taught an hour of maths, reading and writing each and every day. And the coalition parties agree that beyond 2025, the first year of fees free for tertiary study will in fact be replaced by offering the final year of study fees free. The parties accept ACT's policy to reintroduce partnership schools and to allow state schools to become partnership schools, and accept New Zealand First's policy to refocus the school curriculum on academic achievement and teaching the basics, not pure ideology. There are so many more things that I could mention, but I wanted to give you a flavour of how our policy agreements come to life. They will be released publicly in full, and everyone, of course, is free to read them for themselves. Let me turn to the structure of the government, because the basis, as I have said, is that we will be a three-party coalition government. I will be the Prime Minister, Mr. Peters will be Deputy Prime Minister for the first half of the term, and Mr. Seymour will be for the second half. In addition, Mr. Peters will be Minister for Foreign Affairs, and Mr. Seymour will be Minister for Regulation. Our Cabinet will have 20 ministers, 14 from National and 3 each from ACT and New Zealand First. There will be 8 ministers outside of Cabinet, 5 from National, 2 from ACT and 1 from New Zealand First. ACT and New Zealand First will each have one parliamentary undersecretary. And I have to say, I think it's a very strong team. We have first-time ministers, and I want to congratulate each and every person on their appointment to the ministry. The full ministerial list is available, so I won't go through it now, but suffice to say that I'm incredibly pleased to confirm that Nicola Willis will be Minister of Finance and Minister for Public Service. Brooke Van Belden will be Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety, and Shane Jones will be Minister for Regional Development. And National will be nominating Gerry Brownlee as Parliament Speaker. So let me now hand over to Winston Peters to say a few words before I wrap up, and then I'll pass on to David Seymour to say a few words, and then we will move to the table to do our signing of our documents. Winston, over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Prime Minister. And David, congratulations, and thanks for the chance to form a government that's desperately needed in this country at a time when so many issues were at an inflection point. We had to succeed, and we have. The second thing is, these were seriously long, difficult and complicated talks, arduous in the extreme, and we expected nothing less, because that's the nature of life itself, where we are as a country. So thank you for that. The other thing is that everything we want to say from New Zealand's First point of view is in our coalition agreement. We went to the wire for our people in the same way that David Seymour did for his, and Mr. Luxon did for his as well, and that's the nature of these coalition talks. Please understand, it was under 3 weeks. Please do not be mathematical morons and keep on saying it's 40 days, because if we'd have started the coalition talks on election day, you'd have been arguing, wait until the special votes are counted. Now, please tell the New Zealand people for the first time in 30 years how it works, and that we took 5 months less... took 5 months less than Germany took in 2017. And don't argue about it. There's not a competition here. You want to argue with me, you should have been there before the election. Maybe I'd have got more votes.
All right.
But back to the point here. Everything is in the coalition agreement that we wanted. It speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And we, in New Zealand First, for our part, know that there's going to be a much, much better government. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Winston. Thank you for those remarks. David, over to you.
All right. Well, look.
We're back. Okay.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you, Winston. I think it's fair to say New Zealand has voted for change because our country faces serious challenges. Far more people have said our country is going in the wrong direction than the right direction for too long, and it's not difficult to see why. Under Labor, we've seen costs rise too fast, crime rise too fast, and our society become too divided. However, we must now draw a line under that and work to ensure New Zealanders have hope that a government can indeed deliver better public services in return for their hard-earned taxes, unite New Zealand under our similarities rather than divide us by our differences, and ensure that we once again can be proud to say that our country is going in the right direction under this government. Over the past period of time, I have worked with Winston Peters and Christopher Luxon, and what I can tell you is that while the negotiations have been robust, so has the growth in respect amongst us and the reservoir of trust and belief that will allow us to together work through the challenges our country will no doubt face. I look forward to working with them, and I thank them for their professionalism and collegiality through what has sometimes been a difficult process, but ultimately a successful one, something that we will no doubt face many times over the coming 3 years. From the point of view of the ACT Party, I believe that we have made a positive and substantial contribution to this government's agenda. We campaign not only to change the government, but to ensure that it is a government of real change. For far too long, New Zealanders have been made poorer than they need to be because we spend too much time complying with bad rules and not enough time being productive. Passing the Regulatory Standards Act, having a minister and ministry of regulation, will be the insurance we need to tell the world New Zealand is finally taking the quality of lawmaking and regulation seriously. Government waste will be seriously reduced, beginning with a commitment to reduce non-essential back office civil servants back to the levels we saw in 2017. In monetary policy, the Reserve Bank will again be properly focused on doing the job it should have been doing properly for the past 3 years, and that is ensuring price stability. In workplace relations and safety, Brooke van Velden will lead important work, ensuring that employment law is fair again and health and safety regulations are workable. Immigration will again be human, allowing parents to come on a parent category visa, a promise that's been denied despite the expectations of so many migrants who chose our country for so long, while, among other changes, those who are the partner of somebody on a work visa will themselves be able to work and pay tax. In government, we will see a full replacement of resource management law, beginning with a founding principle of property rights, which has been absent from those laws for far too long. Landlords will again be treated with dignity so that more people might want to be one, and tenants will have a greater chance of having a place to live, particularly if they have pets, and especially if that pet is a very good boy, in which case pet bonds will be available. In rural New Zealand, we'll finally see a return to treating rural New Zealand with respect and dignity, including localising the freshwater regulation making and also ensuring that we have a split gas approach. Three strikes will be back, prison capacity for adult and youth offenders will be expanded in order that the victim is put back at the centre of the justice system. Licensed firearm owners have been treated abominably over the past 4 years by the previous government, and we are all less safe as a result. I'll be proud to watch Nicole McKee bring about fair and reasonable firearm laws that not only treat those people in our community who are licensed firearm owners with respect and dignity, but actually make all of us safer, because the laws that Labor put in place have not worked on that most basic measure. Education will see the return of partnership schools, kura horua, or as they are more commonly known, charter schools, with the ability for state schools to take on charter school status. There is nothing more important than New Zealand on any particular day than how many kids actually show up to school and what they learn. What we're doing right now is not working. We must do better, and we know that we can. In health, we'll see a range of reforms, including much-needed and long-overdue reforms to Pharmac, but also pseudoephedrine-based medication available again next winter for those who have suffered so badly through these weak and ineffective medications without actually reducing the amount of methamphetamine traded. That is a return to common sense and also great relief. Oranga Tamariki will be reformed, with Karen Chua completing an extraordinary journey from a victim of SIPs to the Minister for Children, with the power and opportunity to make that dysfunctional organisation work for some of the most vulnerable people in our society. There will be wholesale reform of the government's approach to applying social services. We will no longer be treating people differently based on ethnicity as a starting point. We will be focusing public services on need. We will also advance ACT's Treaty Principles Act. It will be drafted, voted on, sent to Select Committee and consulted on. The responsibility for persuading our coalition partners and the New Zealand public that kaupapa should continue to enhance the mana of the treaty for the first time, debating democratically what our founding document means in the modern age, deserves to continue through later stages and to referendum as a corollary from that. In conclusion, we campaigned to change the government. We've done that. We campaigned on real change. We've contributed alongside our partners to doing that. Those who trusted ACT with their party vote will see that their trust was well placed. But government is not just a reward, it is an opportunity to do good. And now we grasp that opportunity with both hands to do good for all New Zealand. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Winston. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thank you, David. Well, listen, on election night, I said that we'd listen to the public and we'd heard a description of a better New Zealand. And that's what we're going to deliver. And that's what you've heard, I think, this morning as well. New Zealanders want change that makes our lives easier. We want change that improves our opportunities. We want change that makes our great country even better. And this coalition government is going to deliver that change. And we will do it through a common sense policy program that we all share, while maintaining the core values that each of us believes in and that New Zealanders would expect us to uphold. And after the mess that Labor has left behind, turning around the country will take time, because it is a big job and we have to get it right. But the government, community and businesses will get the job done by working together. We cannot wait to get stuck in. And so regardless of whether you voted for us or not, we all share an interest in living in a safer, stable country that celebrates fairness and wants the best for every New Zealander. We all want to restore the promise of New Zealand, which is simply that if you work hard in the best country on planet Earth, you should be able to get ahead. Now we're going to go sign these coalition agreements, and then the three of us will come back to the lecterns to take any of your questions. Thank you. Let's go this way.
If you like this podcast, please support our work. Visit stuff.co.nz/support.
Kia ora, I'm Adam Blair. I played the great game of rugby league for the Storm, Tigers, Broncos and the Mighty Warriors.
And I'm Goran Paladin, sports presenter and rugby league fanatic.
I won a World Cup too. I played 51 tests for New Zealand.
Yeah, he's a national treasure, people. Come on. Blairy and I, we're joining forces for a brand new rugby league podcast called League of Our Own.
Each week we talk Kiwis across the NRL and of course everything Waz.
All the big names, the big stories.
And some of my own stories too.
Well, if we can make them fit.
We'll make time.
Okay. League of Our Own with Blairy and Goran. Proudly brought to you by Snap Rentals.
You can listen through stuff.co.nz or wherever you get your podcast.
Mate, your stories are way too long, eh?
Nah, we've got to take them on a journey.
Oh, the journey. Yeah, of course.